Roll.
So Bob, if you could just tell me your name and your title and what company you work for and a little about your history at the company, how long you've been here and sort of why you joined the company, that sort of stuff.
My name is Bob Black. I'm from Action Associates. I've been with Action for 10 years. I was actually a customer first and was the president of a manufacturing company in industrial hose, and was a user of Infor for many, many years before that. So I've been using the product to run a business and now as a consultant and now as a unit manager for Action Associates. I'm the business unit manager that for the supply chain group, where we sell and service the distribution software, all of Infor's distribution software.
And so what do you sort of do on a more kind of day-to-day basis? What do you kind of do in the sense of how you manage the partnership?
Mm-hmm. So we have a service operation, we have a sales operation. So there's a lot of interaction both with sales and services as a partner, as a group. Obviously we're all trying to bring in new customers and we're also trying to give excellent service to the customers we currently have.
And just to give a sort of, just to kind of contextualize the whole thing, I guess if you could explain what Action does to say somebody who's never heard of the company and has mm-hmm. Doesn't even know that much about, the industry itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a lot of DNA and a lot of history in distribution. And so that comes, back from the founding of the company back in distribution. We've always been a distribution implementer and service company. So we have a lot of experience. We have what I feel is excellent service that we give to our customers, and we have a very wide breadth of services that we can offer. We do have very distribution specific things, but we also have many other services that Action offers.
And I'm just curious, how do you think your sort of experience having worked as a customer then influences what you do here now?
Mm-hmm. It's as a consultant, I think it's a very unique perspective because I'm able to actually use things and challenges and problems that were solved actually running a business to help other people solve similar problems or even new problems that come up.
And so I guess if you could walk us through the history, I know that Scott had said that obviously Infor you guys were partnered with a company that was acquired by that Infor acquired. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you could walk us through the history of the partnership and also sort of why you guys decide to stay with Infor, because mm-hmm. I know it's not a question of why you joined in or mm-hmm. decided to partner with us, but why you continue to.
Yeah, we have such a long history with the Infor products of all different types of the distribution products that we sell. Some of them, many of them were acquired at one point by Infor, but we have such a deep history and a deep understanding and a customer base that has been relying on those products to run their businesses for so long that we continue to work with those customers. And that's also one of our great assets to look at, what's next in the Infor world for Cloud Suite or for some of the next generation products that Infor is developing now.
I don't know I guess it's sort of anecdotally, if you hear of customers having good experience, sort of very anecdotally, like good moments using the software mm-hmm. or the products in some other capacity.
When you take these products that have such a deep, long history with them, you have so many enhancements that are done over the years to very closely fit what a distributor needs from their software. Many challenges that have been met by Infor over the years have been shared with the entire community so that everybody gets the benefit of that rich, deep experience and that rich functionality that is part of the Infor products that we sell and service.
And is the functionality usually the thing that people sort of comment on, or are there other elements of the products that people seem to?
Yeah, it really is a very feature rich set of functions that are very specific to distribution and other other types of businesses that we work with, so that you know, the challenges, I guess it's kind of the same answer again. It's, you know, all the challenges that have been, you know, met by all the distribution companies, everyone shares from that and benefits. You know, and we do find that our experience in certain industries, which are more vertical based, you know, we also have many solutions that fit multiple customers, like in automotive as an example.
Okay, perfect. I think we can do this, or if you want to change the shot, we can do this.
The shot's not really changing. I'm just going to move this back and forth.
Okay.
And also, if at any point that Molly has a question for one of you and the other has something to add to it or want to expand on it,
mm-hmm.
feel free to jump in at any point. It's, you know,
okay.
it's a conversation, you know. So.
So, okay. So all of you could just kind of say your name and your title and how long you've worked in at the company.
Okay, my name's Paul Bachran. I've been with the company for 18 years. I'm the president today, and I started off at Action as a application consultant and worked my way up to a business unit manager and the vice president, and eventually became the president of Action. And you know, we've seen a lot of change in the last 18 years, both from an industry and a software perspective. One of the bigger changes that I've seen here at Action that I keep an eye on today is our service delivery initiative. And what that means to us is delivering the best project on budget and on time for our clients. And we've put in place a set of tools and processes to help us do that. And it really starts with the consistency of a sales proposal and the scope within that proposal. And that translates into a work plan or a project plan that identifies the steps that we'll take the customer through. And then even that ties into the time entry and the way the client receives their invoices. So there's a nice process, a continuous process from the start with a proposal all the way through the customer invoicing, and it all ties out to a project plan. So helps us keep track of what's in scope, what's out of scope, and it helps us with managing the projects and delivering an exceptional experience for our clients.
And if you could just because it's always good to get this kind of contextual description, if you could explain what Action does to, say, somebody who has never heard of the company and doesn't really understand the industry.
Sure. So we consider ourselves a full-service IT practice. So what that means to those folks that don't follow IT is we offer a suite of software applications into multiple industries. So one of our primary industries is wholesale distribution, and a secondary industry would be manufacturing. And we also have a large practice built around construction, both from a commercial contractor and a residential contractor and home builder standpoint. So we have a diverse practice here, which has really helped us. It's really helped us grow the business and maintain a stable environment for our customers as well as our employees. We get into things like cloud services, cloud hosting. We also manage customers' networks for them, so we're considered a managed service provider. And we have really talented software engineers, and we've built out a software engineering practice around multiple technologies like Java, .NET, PHP.
And we talked to Scott a little bit about this, but I was curious, since you've been here for a while and sort of, you know, seen the company grow and evolve, how has the company sort of pivoted or changed or evolved in step with you know, obviously technology is so different than it today than it was when the company was started. Like I guess if you could explain that, I know it's sort of a big question, but sort of explain that evolution a little bit and the way the company's pivoted.
Can you hold that thought for a little bit?
Yeah.
No.
We put it on. That's why his mic is rubbing it.
Which one? Whose?
His one. Is it under his collars? The white one?
Oh, okay.
You put it under his.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. So now it's rubbing?
Wait, you just moved. Sorry.
Let me see if it shows on this. Or
is that better?
I think it'll be okay. I think the angle that we have, it'll look. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. So, your question was how did Action pivot, right, and really take advantage of technology. And we've done that in a couple of ways. One, for those folks that follow software and the life cycle that a software application will go through, the product technology will change, it'll evolve, and the feature set will get deeper as the product matures. But there's an outside technology foundation that most of these products are wrapped around, and that's changing in a lot of cases more rapidly than the application is itself. So all of the ERP products in the marketplace have to evolve along with the technology that's changing around it. So you find these products have a life cycle. They've got a very quick ramp up on new technology. They become mature, and those companies like Infor that have taken their product and evolved it along with the underlying technology find themselves in a really good place in the marketplace, because they now have a product that can compete at a technical level as well as a feature function level. So if you look at the shifts that we've made from an application standpoint, we've invested heavily in the Cloud Suite distribution product and the SX Enterprise product, because they've taken advantage of the newer technologies in the marketplace, and it's become a product that'll be available for the next 10, 15, 20 years, and companies can grow around those products. We can build a practice around those products because we've got longevity in the new technology that Infor is investing in. And I know Scott mentioned that we've made some investments in the cloud hosting and the cloud suite itself. So we're an application hoster, we're an application cloud hosting company, and that's really helped us expand into new markets and really secure a tighter relationship with our clients.
And I know I asked Bob this, but you know, since it's, you know, it's an Infor video, if you could walk us through the sort of, I guess, your experience of the Infor partnership and sort of why you guys continue to stay with Infor.
Sure. So Infor's one of the largest ERP software companies, and we wanted to align our resources and our assets with those companies that are going to be most successful in the next decade. And Infor's made that commitment and made that investment in their products to extend the life of their products and really bring a whole new suite of products in the Infor Cloud Distribution Suite to the market. So our ability to see their investment and their R&D and their ability to take a very deep and rich product and move it to the next generation technology platform, that's exciting for us. It gives us the ability to build a deeper relationship with them, build a services team around them, and take innovative products to the market.
So the video itself is a lot about, you know, each partner, profiling each partner and sort of exploring, you know, why they've been successful, why they've stayed with Infor, and sort of showing a more personal side to the business. And so we were talking to Scott about like the culture he's tried to cultivate in the sense of making it, having a more entrepreneurial approach to the culture. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you guys could speak to that, I guess it could be very conversational, your experiences with that sort of, with the culture that he's created here.
Sure. So every year or two, I get asked to do a culture presentation here at our company meetings. And it's interesting how the culture map that we've laid out, we probably laid this out 3 or 4 years ago. The essence of our culture here is really, you know, it's not something that a company can define. It's something that if a company lays out a foundation for a culture and processes and procedures for a culture, we hope that employees and partners and customers will grow into our culture. And what we found, you know, looking back year over year, that every element in our culture wheel, you know, we've aligned our processes and our activities around that. So things like a regularly scheduled cadence from a business unit standpoint, or a sales manager's cadence with their team, or service management cadence with their team. Those things all align to a specific element of our culture wheel. Things like our education roadmap that we established for employees, the entrepreneurial freedom that we give everyone in the way they manage customers and projects and accounts. All of that ties into a culture wheel that really provides, you know, kind of a differentiator for us because it provides us with good visibility into a business plan. It provides us with good KPIs and metrics on how that business plan's functioning. You know, our folks see that, they see the success that we've had, and they like to come to work here every day. And so I think that culture is pretty solid. I think it's done a nice job evolving itself into what it is today. And Bob, I don't know what you see from it with your service teams and sales teams, but I think they really embrace the culture we have here.
Yeah, it's a unique environment to work in, unlike any I've worked in the past. You know, when you've got a hardworking group of people who are very dedicated to their careers, to their customers, you know, and it nurtures a creativity in how to really take care of each other as a group, to take care of customers, and you know, it's a joy to manage a group of people in this environment, just because it's not micromanaged. It really is it's a place where people thrive and projects thrive. It's fun to be part of.
What do you think it is about that kind of, I'm just curious, that kind of more entrepreneurial approach that allows people to thrive or just thrive in general?
I think you have to pick the right people to begin with. And I think that we have a very, very strong staff of people to start with. And then I think by not micromanaging them, by not standing over them, by not telling them what they should do and let them set their own direction, you know, in that entrepreneurial spirit, that really makes a big difference in how they feel about their jobs and how satisfied they are with their success.
Perfect. I mean, that's all I have. I think we're good. Unless you guys have more to add or anything you wanted to say that you didn't have a chance to speak to.
I don't know. If you've covered all the questions, we're probably good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Perfect.
As long as you got enough, that's all we need.
That's the service.
We're here for you.